USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Louisiana has issued a temporary restraining order against the Biden administration, forbidding it from moving ahead with its plan to end Title 42. Title 42 allows the United States to quickly deport illegal immigrants who cross into the United States if they come from a country where disease is spreading. Microsoft says there has been widespread Russian hacking in Ukraine. The report from the tech company says nearly 240 cyber attacks have been carried out by at least six hacking groups that have been linked with the Kremlin. Microsoft President Tom Burt saying the operations appear to be correlated and sometimes directly timed with its kinetic military operations. He noted a cyber attack targeted a Ukrainian broadcaster the same day a Russian missile attack struck a Kyiv TV tower. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A major player in the financial industry has a warning for us all.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The life of the late Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is being fondly remembered.
We miss you, but I pray to God we never stop hearing you. Just sit on our shoulder and nag us to death so we do the right thing.
During a funeral service for Albright at D.C.'s National Cathedral, former President Bill Clinton said working with Albright was an honor and joy. Clinton nominated Albright as the nation's first female Secretary of State in late 1996. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroots. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The top executives for the consulting firm McKinsey & Company face the House Oversight Committee's questions about the part the company played in America's opioid crisis. This follows a committee report which found some consultants worked for health regulators even while they advised opioid drug makers on how to boost sales of their prescription painkillers. Ranking Republican member from Kentucky, James Comer, says the Biden administration should be held accountable for illegal drugs coming across the border.
Democrats aren't interested in fact-finding. They want the public to believe the opioid crisis is still driven by overprescribing. It is not. It is driven by the thousands of pounds of fentanyl and other illicit opioids pouring across our southern border every single day because of President Biden's open border policy.
With the midterm elections just over 6 months away, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is hyping up the midterms on Fox News, framing the policies of the Biden administration as giving Republicans an edge over Democrats.
Across the board, galloping inflation, crime out of control, chaos at our southern border, gas prices $5, $6, $7, all of these are the result of wild, out of control liberalism. And I think the American people are really fed up. I believe November is going to be a tidal wave.
Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.